And just mentioning there the Turnbull government's latest announcements about permanent ban on any kind of visas to come to this country from people who have been processed in Nauru or Manus Island. It's been seen by many as the government's latest bid to wedge Labor on asylum seekers. But opposition leader Bill Shorten has immediately returned fire. He's described the lifetime visa ban as, quote, ludicrous, a ludicrous bid by the Prime Minister to suck up to One Nation and its extreme agenda.
I believe that Mr Turnbull is more motivated about keeping One Nation and the right wing of the Liberal Party happy than he is about forming sensible policy. If it's not Tony Abbott pulling Malcolm Turnbull's strings, it's One Nation telling him what to do.
That's the opposition leader. Well, Paul Bongiorno joins us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Bill Shorten's comments about this were surprisingly strong. He described the whole idea as ludicrous. Others in Labor have called it extreme, evil and sick. So he obviously feels he's on fairly safe political ground criticising the proposed laws. The question is, will he stay there? Because if the government won't amend this bill and Labor won't pass it, then the government will work even harder than it currently is to paint Labor as weak on border protection, won't it?
Well, I'm sure it. I'm sure it will. But I think there does need occasionally in politics to be a touchstone in reality. The government made a lot of the promise by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, as he then was, that anybody who jumps on a boat after July 19 last year would never come to Australia, would never be able to, not though, would never settle in Australia. So let's get that straight, never settle in Australia. This ban proposes that people who are refugees who settle in a third country from Manus and Nauru in 20 years' time, 30 years' time, whatever they are, you know, brain specialists, businessmen, whatever, can't even get a visa to visit Australia. I mean, to visit, that would that's not a settlement visa, it's a visitor's visa. Now, if they overstay, you'd treat them in the way we treat the other 40,000 overstayers. Exactly.
Yeah, and it did seem to come out of the blue. I mean, it just seems a fairly dramatic escalation of the tough rules around treatment of those who've come via boat. But we heard the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, on AM describe this measure as, quote, the last piece of work we had to do to clean up Labor's mess as we work towards resettling people in other nations. As I say, it's the first we've heard of this kind of measure. Why do you think the government's really doing it, Paul? Is it simply to wedge Labor, because the timing of that seems pretty pointless to me, or is it to justify sending these people to more perhaps attractive countries than Cambodia is, a country like the US or New Zealand?
Well, it seems it won't be New Zealand, because the New Zealand Prime Minister doesn't accept the idea that Australia can dictate second-class New Zealand citizens. In other words, if you get a New Zealand passport, you get the rights that go with it. And if some New Zealand citizens can't come to Australia simply because at one time they'd been refugees, John Key doesn't think that's a good idea. It'd be interesting to know if the President of the United States, whoever he or she is, or the Prime Minister of Canada would think the same. So it's hard to see the logic of that argument, I must say. The Prime Minister's office yesterday said to me it's a message that they're trying to send to the 14,000 would-be asylum seekers in Indonesia at this moment, and the people smugglers ready to ply their trade. But even so, the threat or the promise is already there that if you come by boat, you're not going to settle here. So,
well, if you come by boat, you get stuck in Manus Island for 900 days.
Exactly right. So, look, I do think other politics are playing. We did see Pauline Hanson yesterday. Her message, in fact, was tougher than the government's. It'll be interesting to see if the government eventually moves to it. She said refugees aren't welcome. Now, while yesterday the Prime Minister wouldn't comment, he said, he did then go on and give quite a good defence of our humanitarian intake. He even put the numbers on what we're taking. We're heading towards 18,000 refugees. He talked about the 12,000 Syrians we've promised to take and are halfway already of accepting. So far the government has resisted saying refugees aren't welcome, but there is no doubt that Pauline Hanson's resurgence is worrying the life out of the LNP in Queensland.
Oh, you mean you weren't reassured by Darren Chester's suggestion that they weren't?
Well, I certainly not, because I speak to some of his colleagues in Queensland, and it's interesting in the last federal election, even in seats where One Nation on its How to Vote card directed its preferences to the LNP, there was a 50% leakage to the ALP. And in one seat, I was told by one of the Labor members that in one of his booths that always votes LNP, there was a 60% leakage of preferences to Labor in his seat.
All right, Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Paul Bongiorno is the contributing editor to the 10 Network. And after 8, we'll be speaking with Professor Ben Saul. He's the Challis Chair of International Law at the University of Sydney, speaking about international law and Australia's responsibilities there in terms of being a signatory to some of the conventions and how this measure announced by the government on the weekend does fit into that. The minister told us yesterday it is absolutely legal and in keeping with our commitments under the Refugee Convention. We'll see what Ben Saul has to say about that.